So, we've got it all planned for the birth.
Really?
Oh, yes. Andy and I have decided. It's going to be calm, relaxed and serene. We want wind chimes, scented candles and ethnic music.
Just where are you planning to have this child? Camden Market?
No. No, ideally we wanted somewhere like the New Forest, on a bed of pine needles under the stars.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend that. It's painful enough having sex under those conditions. Dan and I tried it once and my back ended up like a pincushion. I spent the entire time screaming.
Well, I thought that was with ecstasy.
No, agony. Halfway through, a farmer turned up thinking one of his sheep was being mauled.
Yeah, it was very off-putting.
Anyway, it is going to happen in hospital. Although we have made it plain that we want the minimum of intervention from the staff.
Here we go. Right view, Daniel, GNT Lucy and half a lager.
Cheers, Andy.
Katie, should you be drinking lager in your condition?
It's fine. I know I've got to be careful, but it is organic.
Well, take it easy. Otherwise, when your waters break, it'll have a head on it.
So, has Katie been telling you about our plans for the birth?
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, we want our child to come into a world that's friendly and familiar.
And you think that a world that smells of patchouli oil and some bloke playing the didgeridoo is friendly and familiar?
It's not just that. It's also that our friends are going to be there to greet him or her.
Well, yeah, of course it is. What?
Well, obviously you're going to be there. I mean, you're our best friends.
Well, it's very nice of you to ask us, but how about we just lend you a Ladysmith Black Mambazo CD and leave you to get on with it?
Yeah, I think that'll be best. We're really not very good in a crisis.
Ah, but there isn't going to be a crisis.
There is if we're anywhere near it.
No. Childbirth is the most natural thing in the world. It's as natural as blowing your nose.
Maybe, but you don't invite all your mates around every time you get a streaming call.